heads in prayer. Father, again, we
journey with you as you provided for each of us that eternal salvation. We thank and praise you and give glory to you because in you we have life. May we go to the Mount of Olives where there we see that confession of Peter, and yet we know the whole story and how even though he confessed and even though the disciples confessed, how they ran, just as we oftentimes abandon you when we need you the most. Be with us and guide us this day. In your name we pray. Amen. Today, our journey takes us to the Mount of Olives. It's on our way to Gethsemane, as we follow in the text of Matthew, where we will be next week. The Lord has now finished sharing the Passover meal with his disciples. He has instituted Lord's Supper, and all of this we will take up during Holy Week on Maundy Thursday. But our text begins with these words, "And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives." Think about that. When they had sung a hymn. You see, singing's been around a long time. In fact, if you've ever participated in a Seder Passover, you know that there are those parts that are sung, especially after the meal is ended, where there they would turn to the most traditional part of singing, the Psalter. And there oftentimes were recorded Psalms 113 through 118. And that could be sung in its entirety or just in parts. I find it interesting, singing was a part as they left that Passover meal. So we return to the Mount of Olives, where the disciples and Jesus go next. But let's take a sidetrack for a moment. Some of you may be history buffs and know a lot about our history, but who of you knows who Vasily Arkhipov is? I know I didn't. Until I began to prepare for this. And this is one of the illustrations that was used in preparations. And so I did a lot of research. Well, most of us do remember the Cuban Missile Crisis, right? A lot of us can remember where we were and what was going on. How many of you would remember that during that missile crisis of 1962 in the fall, some of us were wondering whether we were about to enter into World War III. What many of us didn't know until 2002 was that we were a lot closer to World War III than any of us could have thought about. If you remember right, the Soviets had their submarines flowing around the coast of Florida. But one of the things that we didn't know is that Soviet submarines were built for cold water. And the water off the coast of Florida is warm. And so within those submarines, it would oftentimes find that the temperatures would reach 120 degrees. Inside the sub. Well, the men inside became very uncomfortable. And the way the story is told and goes, the captain was so infected by all of this that he ordered that three of the nuclear weapons on board be launched on cities in the United States. T minus three and counting. And that's where Velasi comes in. You see, Velasi immediately went to the captain. He began to reason with him and pleaded with him to reconsider firing those three missiles. And by some unforeseen reason, the captain relented and stopped the minus three countdown. Most of us never knew that until in 2002, the incident was declassified. So why does that matter? Only little thing that we're on the brink of nuclear option, World War III. And who of us would like to spend 3 weeks underwater in a submarine at 120 degrees? I wouldn't even want to be in a submarine. We have all felt at times that we have to carry a heavy load. Can you imagine what it might have been like on that submarine in 1962? But we've never had to carry that kind of load. Oh, yes. We may have felt overwhelmed by carrying extra loads throughout the semester, which some of us had to do in college. Some of us may have felt the overload of financial concerns that stressed you out. Some of you may have spent an entire night sitting by the bed of a sick child or by a parent who was dying and taking their last breaths. Maybe the struggle is just keeping the family together, or a business from going under. We've all experienced a time when we wanted to push the nuclear option. Not that there are any nuclear warheads, but they did create bursts of anger, rash accusations, retaliations of ugly words. You may have wanted to let them have it, to get it off your chest. And too bad for the person in the way. And so, how do we keep from pushing the red button in our lives? And so we come back to the Mount of Olives. When they had sung, they had all given praise to God together. In those psalms from the Psalter, we could consider some of the things that they would have sung together. Jesus sings the Psalter 113 to 118. And here are some of the things they might have sung. In 113 verse 7, he raises the poor from the dust and he lifts the needy from the ash heap. Or Psalm 115 verse 3, our God is in the heavens. He does all that he pleases. Or 116 verse 8. For you have delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. Or Psalm 118 verses 22 to 24. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. When your world is filled with darkness and everything seems surrounding us, what a beautiful time to sing the Lord's praises. That's what happens in the Old Testament reading this morning. As you listen to that text, you may have listened to these words closely. And when he had taken counsel with the people, he appointed those who were to sing to the Lord and praise him in holy attire as they went out before the army and say, give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever. It's God's power that brings victory to your life and to my life. And so we return to Matthew 26. We're there. Jesus now goes to the Mount of Olives. What does he do? At the Mount of Olives, Jesus talks about what is about to happen. He said to them, "You will all fall away because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Yes? Here's Jesus talking about the end of his ministry. Here, at the Mount of Olives, he foretells what is to take place that night, the following days, and in the days ahead. There will be death, Golgotha, and then the resurrection, and then Galilee. Could they have been at that point of the nuclear option? But it isn't the end. Sing, because God has it. They could sing these praises to God because he is in complete control. But wait, there's Peter, who says, "Lord, I will never deny you," but would soon have to have repentance for his sin, failings. Did he almost hit the nuclear option? We know he failed, needed forgiveness. A son growing up usually has a job to mow the yard. That's part of the growing up experience. Well, the mower is one of those old, old mowers that looks like it's about ready for the junk pile. And the son tries again and again to start that mower. His father stands back and watches. And after numerous tries, the father says to the young man that you haven't used all your strength. The young man looked at his father, a father who was very muscular. And he gave him that, "Are you kidding me?" To which the father said, "Step aside." And he pulled on the cord. And after a couple pulls, the mower starts. Yes, how many times have we needed another's assistance? Our lives filled with stress, tensions. And sometimes we are just seething inside. We want to explode. But like that son, we have a heavenly father who is there for us, who reminds us that he's got it. He's going to take care of us. So, as we live out our lives, sometimes we come to places where things are just going south. Maybe the classroom. It may be the living room. It may be the boardroom. It may be the hospital room. And we don't need to sing the old song, "Poor me." Instead, we need to sing as the disciples did that night, the new song, praising God, for he's got it. He accomplished it so that you and I can deal with all those moments in life, and that he has us in his hands, in his care, not only now, but into eternity. Amen.